This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Really? Did I hit that all by my onesies? Probably. Anyway, always appreciate that. Lots of stuff happening in the news today. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation, and frankly, you know, sign up for our text alerts. You want to go to TRS, there you go, you text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, you get a text alert when the show is going to start, or you can sign up for the email, really simple, head over to the website, you'll see it in the top right-hand corner, and that way they get notice when the show is going to start. You don't care? No problem, just make sure you put it in your book, shouldn't have to remind you, come on. Get with the program. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate it. God, when I say this a lot, I don't want to sound like some of the other guys. You know, there is a lot of things happening. A lot of news that's breaking. What is Schiff hiding? We're going to talk about that later on in the show. I mean, seriously, when it gets to the point where Republicans are having to, I don't know, protest, right? They went in and they went in... What do you want to call it? They party crashed because they can't get fair play. What are the Dems hiding? That's what I want to know. You know, they scream about transparency, but they have none. They're offering none, and they have none. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and then again... Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe we should let them hang themselves. Right? Now, the Republicans are screaming. And I mean screaming for the whistleblower to be brought forward so they can speak to him. Now, I don't know how all this works. Seriously. I don't know how all of this works. But here's the bottom line with it. You get to know your accuser. Now, some people I've talked to recently have said, look, the reason... they don't want this to be a formal impeachment. It's because right now, they can do whatever they want to do. They don't have to follow the rules of an impeachment process. Because it's not really an impeachment process. So they're trying to, kind of like they're working backwards. We know he's guilty. We're going to nail him on this and then start working backwards. Right? It's that simple. And that's what they want. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? The Republicans, maybe they shouldn't show up at Shifty Schiff's impeachment witch hunt. There's no other real name for it at this point. When you show up, when you go to those meetings, you can't take notes, and they send somebody out during the Dems are sending people out during the meeting to, selectively inform the press? Actually, what they would call it if it was the other way around is selectively leak, right? Remember when Devin Nunes went up to the White House to tell the president what was going on, to do what he felt was in his rights to do? They went nuts. Right? They shouldn't be out there talking to the press. He shouldn't be out there telling the president anything. He shouldn't be out there, you know, talking about what's going on in these closed hearings. And yet, the Dems are doing it at breakneck speed. But there were dozens of Republican House members today where they courageously, put it that way, protested, and they fought back against, you know, the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. This is a blatantly partisan. Look at, if you are such an ideologue, on both sides now, if you are such an ideologue, if you are so sold out to your party that you really, honestly, you're not really caring about what's right and what's wrong, you just care about what your party says and they get, and that they get all the power, then you're the problem with the country. You are what's wrong with this country. If you're a Democrat or Republican, and you think things are just this way, end of discussion, we got a problem. You know, you think about this. It's just in what was it, Reagan? Modern day history here. Let's keep it. Not Reagan, I'm sorry. Nixon. When it came to Nixon, and then Billy Bob Clinton, I want you to think about this. In both cases, Democrats against Nixon, and I'll just leave it that way, Republicans against Billy Bob, everything was done above board. Right? I mean, they went through the vote. They did it above board. They told the president what his rights were. They allowed him to have counsel in there. They allowed to defend. They allowed them to ask questions. We wouldn't have, you wouldn't have all this noise if that's what they were doing. But they haven't done that. Why haven't they done that with President Trump? What are they afraid of? They look like a bunch, I mean, seriously, they're running around like a bunch of, again, my favorite word last couple of weeks, like a bunch of frat kids that have nothing better to do and they think they caught somebody doing something. They are working this totally backwards. They have no crime. Look at, even if you believe that what went on in Ukraine is true, they tripped on that. That was not what they were looking to impeach him on. It was supposed to be Russia, Russia, Russia. And now we find out Schiff's had to even walk back his comments that they had nothing to do with this guy. They didn't know anything about it. Nobody knew him. No, Schiff knew exactly who he was. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I was going to do a segment on this, but I'm not. Later on, I'm going to do a whole hour on it. We're going to talk about, you know, again, the double, triple, quadruple standards the Dems have towards Republicans. And we're going to talk about this nightmare going down right now, the nightmare that the Dems have, known as Representative Hill. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
But after dinner,
No.
It's different.
I have all new Cheap Moves.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just truly, here we go again, being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room. Look, you got to get involved in the conversation. And when I say that, it's easy to yell and scream like everybody else, right? But if you don't have the information, if you're simply spewing the party line, right, then you sound like them. You sound like an echo chamber. One of the guys I used to work with calls them, you sound like a spokeshole. And you shouldn't. You should be informed. You should be engaged. You should have a clue as to what you're talking about and what it means. So please don't be them. Right? Really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're having, we'll have Dan on in a couple of minutes. Dan Pill will join us about what's going on in the tax world. You're coming up on the end of the year. Some of you got notes from your CPA going, hey, time for us to meet. Tax time's coming up. Are you ready? Let's stay on the shifting, though, while I'm waiting, while we're waiting. And when you think about this, again, when you think about what's going on with Adam Shifty Schiff, I could call him something else. Everybody else is calling him something else. I do want to make fun of him, really. And one of the biggest reasons is because he's not an honest guy. This is how they operate. And everybody's like, treat him all. Not everybody. People on the left are treating him like, you know, he's God's gift to truth. But what about the first, 3 years? And just before that? The first 3 years of Trump's presidency, 2.5, whatever. Shifty Schiff is running around saying, hey, do you know what I've seen? Do you know I've seen it direct? I've seen a direct connect between Trump and the Russian government. A direct connect between Trump and what the Russians did in the election. Now, here's the thing that, again, does anybody see something happening here? Remember when they wanted Sessions gone? He should never have been in that position. Trump gets rid of him. Terrible thing. Remember Comey? Comey needed to go. Now, this is the Dem screaming. Comey needs to go. He needs to be fired. He's botched the investigation. He needs out of there. He's not an honest guy. Trump gets rid of him. What are you doing? You're trying to cover up? They can't figure out what they want. They are thoroughly confused. They can't figure out what they want. That's why they can't come, with the whole transgender slash boy, no girl. And when I say that, what I mean is, do you have genders? Do you have male and female? Boy and girl? They don't know whether they want it or not. Right? They want equal rights for men and women, but they don't want any men and women. This is the road. This is the way they go. This is the way they think. So back to Schiff. Right? Remember, he placed his eyes, saw a direct connect, evidence linking the president to Putin. Mr. Putin. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, why is he brought up on treason? He's been lying on the president, lying to the American people for 3 years. Right? Come on, tell me I'm wrong. What else you want to call it? Think I'm wrong? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me I'm wrong. And this is what I don't understand. Now, again, as you heard, dozens of Republicans, they kind of did, they did a walkthrough on Adam Schiff's intelligence committee or impeachment committee or witch hunt committee, whatever you want to call it, doesn't really much matter. Because it's a sham. See, I won't even, don't even dignify it with a witch hunt. At least with a witch hunt, they're actually looking for, something in particular. These guys are looking for anything. It's a sham. They're looking for anything. Maybe a parking ticket the president hadn't paid in, 20 years. I don't know. Whatever. But let's see if the Republicans can do this. Let's see if they can pound away at this and not give up. Let's see if they can keep the pressure on. Let's see what we need to do. If you've got a Republican congressman in your area, if you're a Republican, you're a conservative, you need to call them and say, look, you want to sit in that seat again? You need to be on this. You need to be all over this like white on rice. Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida, a Republican, He led these elected officials who entered the closed-door deposition. He went in there with, Defense Department official Laura Cooper to expose the secret kangaroo court. Schiff is running in an effort to overturn the results of the 2016 election. And here's why I think this is really funny about this. They're not going to overturn it, so I don't really care. But they begged to get to the bottom of what took place in 2016. They begged to find out, right, who interfered with our election. Now we find out that the Italian government's involved in this, too. Not in a negative way, which I'm surprised. But anyway, the Italian government's involved in this in a fashion where they're willing to give information over the show. What was being asked of them, what took place, what intelligence that they have. So you've got them and the Ukrainian government, which was very corrupt. This is how this new president got in, to clean up the corruption. And the silence from the Democrats over Joe Biden, his son, Nancy Pelosi's son, was mentioned. But that seems to have gone by the wayside. And what they don't realize, what they're doing to their own rank and file, as we've seen over and over again, they're taking their own rank and file, and Democrats in the streets are going, hey, you know what, this isn't right. So if they're really transparent, if they're really honest, if they really want to be above board, they need to do both. Right? They need to investigate all of it. For over 1,000 days, Democratic elected officials and their media allies, and we know who they are, I don't have to name them all, I'll be here for an hour, they've waged an unrelenting campaign. Right? I mean, this is presidential harassment at a level we haven't seen. And they do everything possible to stop President. You know, the more they pound on him, the less they believe he'll get done. But he doesn't care. He keeps going like they don't even exist. And that's what makes them crazy. Because he's not curled up in a ball in a corner somewhere crying his eyeballs out. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Estate. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans disrupted a closed-door session where members investigating the president were hearing from a senior Defense Department official. The group was led by number two House Republican Steve Scalise.
Adam Schiff is running a Soviet-style process behind closed doors
where he's trying to impeach a president of the United States in secret. That's not how it should be done.
Pentagon official Laura Cooper was supposed to be deposed by the three committees setting up the impeachment inquiry. But House Republicans, who say they're increasingly upset about what they say is a lack of transparency, stormed the meeting, forcing the deposition to be postponed for hours as the room was cleared and reswept by security. Democrats say the GOP is making a mountain out of a molehill. They say this is just the investigative and private process and that public hearings on the matter are still to come. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We are back.
Sam, put your name.
You're listening to Real Philo, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with us. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please, 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 please be part of the conversation. Hold on one second. You know, I always appreciate your time. Now, listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. If you want to be alerted by text. I mean, some of you have said, you know, I don't want the email, get enough emails or another way. Yeah, there is another way. Text messaging. Text alerts. I don't beat them up. I don't make you crazy with them. Right? I mean, the bottom line with it is it's real simple. Just text TRS to 55222. I'm sorry. I do that all the time. TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222, and I really do appreciate your time that you're spending with us, you know, on the show. Now, I'm trying. We've been talking about taxes off and on every month. I want to make sure that you guys understand what it takes. What it takes to make sure you don't get nailed, for lack of a better term, right? Because I want you part of the conversation. I want you to understand what you need to do to stay tax safe. How's that? What do you think? And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, being with us.
Well, this is Justin.
You know, and is this Dan Pilla?
No, this is Justin.
Well, always, don't you love it when a plan works out? Anyway, let's get back to the other story. We're having some technical issues here, and it's okay. I don't mind. It's part of the program. They're on our side, not his. All right. We're talking about Adam Schiff and what's going on with the Democrats. And frankly, I've got to tell you something. I've never seen anything like this. Now, look, I'm not 900 years old. Some have said this has already happened in the past. But here's a group of people that have been running around for a decade. Well, decades. But where we've been really paying attention and watch, some of us have been watching what's going on. You look over the last 10 years, and you have to sit there and say to yourself, you know, here's people keep screaming about transparency. This people keep screaming that the truth has to be told. It has to be out there. We have to see everything that's happening. And if you think about it, they're not. They're hiding things. Right? When you have, and they're saying that we're making a big deal out of this investigation that they're doing. Well, of course we are. Because it's not a matter of you just gathering information, right? And eventually come back in, or eventually come in. Right? That's not it at all. It's they're gathering information. They're not giving any out. They're not telling us what's going on. And then somehow, in some way, somebody trips out of the meeting and leaks some information. It's just crazy. I mean, let me bring him on. We've got him online the right way, I think. Dan Pilla joins me, as he does from time to time, to talk about your tax problems, your tax issues, and what you can expect. Dan, I'm sorry about the technical issues, but I'm sure we can work through it. You there? God bless America. Okay, everybody sing God Bless America, okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Back to this again. We're just going to hold this off until later. The Representative Gates and his colleagues, right? They've had enough. This is why they started this today. You know, think about something. The Democrats keep falling back to claiming that Trump was a Russian agent, right? Then they're pushing on Trump was a racist, right? I mean, seriously, keep going. You got to keep going down the list. Then they worried that Trump would cause a recession. And we saw how that happens. Now another scandal. I mean, really, seriously, it's almost like they keep throwing stuff at the wall and seeing if it will stick. And nothing's sticking for them. I mean, that's got to be frustrating, don't you think? I mean, seriously. I would be frustrated to no end with that. Every time you turn around, every time you try to get something done, or every time you think you got them nailed, you go, oh, that wasn't true. Look, at, again, it all started with Schiff. Say that he's seen the information, but they were never able to put it. And remember, they were blaming the Republicans for that. Okay. In the spirit of the old heave-ho to keep going, let's see if this works.
What?
Dan Pilla, do I have you on with me?
I am here.
Oh, don't you? Modern technology.
I apologize for the crossed wires here.
It's all right. We're on live, and I think I'm going to go back to the old Campbell soup cans with a wire between them. Remember that with the string?
Yeah, this technology is great, except when it's not.
Yeah. All right, so listen, one of the things that I was talking about earlier, and we'll just jump in because this is easy stuff for you. I know you eat, breathe, and sleep this stuff. You know, we're coming into November, we're most of the way through October here. A lot of CPAs are sending out packages, getting people ready for their taxes to come up. And you're going to love this because the other day a young man came up to me and says, you know, I'm going to talk to my CPA, and she's kind of talking to me about doing this LLC thing, you know, becoming an LLC. Says it's going to be a lot easier. And I went, no, stop. You need to start listening to my show. You need to get Dan Pilla's book, because if you're a very small company, and he is a small company, they said this may be more work than it's worth. So, Dan, in your infinite wisdom, now we're coming into November. Some of these people are talking to the CPAs. They've got small businesses, and they're all talking about moving over to an LLC or some kind of small corporation. You once said, hey, maybe a doing business as is much better. Why is that?
Well, and it just it ultimately depends on the circumstances of the case. Now, if you're in the business or in the kind of a business that requires limited liability, maybe you're an engineer, an architect, or a doctor, something like that, where you've got to have some liability protection in addition, of course, to your liability insurance policy, then maybe you want to think about a corporation or an LLC. The problem is, what is driving the advice of the CPA in the first place? Well, I'll tell you what it is. The advice that drives these guys in the vast majority of cases is, if you're a corporation or an LLC, you can elect to take some of the business profit in the form of dividend distributions as opposed to self-employment income. And the difference is that dividend distributions are not subject to self-employment tax, whereas just regular profit, business profit, is self-employment tax. So what they do is they will say, okay, you know, let's say you got $100,000 a year business. Well, that profit, now I'm talking about profit.
Right.
And so if you got $100,000 profit, the Social Security tax on that profit is 15.3%. So that's $15,300 of Social Security tax on that profit that you pay in a given year. That's 1 year's worth. Now, if you adopt a corporation status, well, you take $80,000 of that profit as a dividend, and you only take $20,000 as salary. So the salary is subject to Social Security tax, but the dividend isn't. So now you're saving 80% of that $15,000, and so that's what drives the decision. The problem with that is they never, and I mean never, come behind that arrangement with all of the required paperwork necessary to support the arrangement. For example, how did they decide that $20,000 was going to be the salary, or $15,000 or $10,000 or $50,000 for that matter? The IRS requires that shareholders of corporations that perform services for the corporation. So if you're the only shareholder of your corporation, you are obviously performing services for the company. That's how the company makes money. The tax law requires that person take a salary. The corporation has to pay a salary that's commensurate with the fair market value of the services. So there has to be a determination of what the services are and what the value is. And the question the IRS is going to ask is, what would I have to pay somebody from the outside, an arm's length relationship from the outside, to come in and do this work? And, you know, people aren't going to do it for, you know, in most situations, they're not going to do it for 10 or 15 grand. And so you get sideways with the IRS immediately because of this.
So we got to go for a quick break, as you hear, because I do like to make money. We'll be back in a few minutes. Dan Pilla joins me. He's the tax expert, and we're going to talk about his new book, too, Small Business Tax Guide. Don't go far. You're going to learn a lot. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how to go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school. No!
We are back.
Go ahead, Daniel.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, let's just jump right on this because I don't want to waste this guy's time, and I really appreciate the time he spent with me. But here's the deal. You hear all kinds of tax commercials all over the place. I get it, all right? But this guy wrote the book on this. And one of the things I'd say to you is, so you hear them, are you in trouble, are you in trouble, are you in trouble? Why wait till you're in trouble? I don't understand this. Dan's got a series of books, Dan Pilla. He's got a series of books out there. You can grab them, you know, and not just depending on what position you're in, but you look at this and you say, you know, I'm going down this road. This is what I'm doing. This is the kind of business I have or don't have. His new book, Small Business Tax Guide, you got to grab it. It's up on his website, taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Love having this guy on the show. He's full of information, and it's information that I can understand. So I know if I can understand it, I know you can understand it. Dan, thanks for being with me.
No, it's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always always a lot of fun. Always a lot of conversation afterward, too, after we talk. And all right, so let's just a couple of quick things as we go down the road. You were talking about the LLC and the CPAs tend to move you in that direction when they see some more money coming in, I guess. I don't know what drives them in that direction. But the few people that have asked me about it keep saying, look, grab this guy's book because the bottom line is you've got a whole bunch of rules that you have to adhere to once you move into that direction.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what people need to understand, Joe. It's not that that an LLC or a corporation is necessarily bad. In many
right.
cases, they certainly are not. And in many cases, they are the desirable business structure to use. But you got to know what you're getting into. You got to know what the rules are. Well, one of the things I do in the Small Business Tax Guide is I break down for you all seven of the most common business structures there are. The regular corporation, the S-corporation, the LLC, so on and so forth. I break all of those down. I show you how they work, what the advantages and disadvantages are, and then I demonstrate to you what the compliance requirements are for each one of those entities. And people need to know this because the hoops you have to jump through to stay legal with the IRS are different for each and every one of those entities.
Wow. I don't even know. You and I talked about this early on. How does the average tax agent that you call on the phone for help, how do they have a clue as to what's going on?
Well, mostly they don't. In fact, I was on the phone with a lady today from the IRS helping a client with a situation, and she made a comment that she said, I just don't know how taxpayers, the average Jane and Joe taxpayer, work their way through this stuff. She said, it's so frustrating even for me to do this. She says, very often I'll get phone calls from people that say, you know, I need this to happen or I have to work through that problem. And she'll have to tell them, I can't help you with that. And will say to them, yeah, exactly. Folks will say to her, well, what am I supposed to do? And she says, you're going to have to go hire a professional. And the taxpayers say, well, I can't afford a professional. Now what? And she just has to shrug her shoulders and say, I can't help you. This is the point we've reached with this tax system, Joe. It's completely out of control. We've got 4 million words in the tax code. The tax laws have been changed more than 5,900 times just since 2001 alone. The General Accountability, Government Accountability Office once counted 200 different requirements that small businesses have to meet to stay in compliance with the IRS. Joe, who can name 200 of them? Well, most people can't even name 20, never mind 200.
I was going to say that. It's like, we can't imagine trying to name 20 to 25 of them, let alone any of this other stuff. This is crazy.
Exactly. And so this is why the Small Business Tax Guide is so important and so timely. Because I'm telling you, every single thing that I teach in that book, all of the principles I teach in that book for staying out of trouble are based on litigation cases that I've had over the last 40-plus years. So this is the result of putting these fires out that I built this plan to stay out of trouble in the first place.
Yeah, people, head over to his website, taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan Pillar, Small Business Tax Guy. Dan, what is a hobby loss rule? I mean, that one, I looked at that one. What, you're dabbling in your business?
Yeah, exactly. You're dabbling in your business. I'll tell you what, that's something that blindsides a vast number of small business people every year where they file a tax return where their business shows an actual loss rather than profit. And maybe they show a loss for 2 or 3 or 4 years. The IRS comes along and says, oh, well, you didn't have a profit motive for this business, and so therefore you can't deduct this loss. And the IRS disallows all the deductions, but do you think they set aside the income, Joe? No, they want to tax you on the income without the benefit of any deductions. And here's the thing that blindsides people. The burden of proof is on the taxpayer to demonstrate that you had a profit motive. Well, Joe, how are you going to prove to the IRS that you had a profit motive, all right? The question of profit motive is subjective. It's something that was going on in your head. It's a thought process, right? So how are you going to demonstrate that to people? Well, it can be done, and I show you exactly how to do that step by step in the book.
Yeah, you know, I think you're aware of this, but the independent contractor rules in California for the state have changed tremendously coming into next year. And I don't know if they line up with, you know, federal law or not, but this is part of the problem, too, because you have different tax type of laws for fed and state, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, what the IRS goes by as far as this rule or that rule is concerned is not necessarily followed by the states. Most of the states do follow the IRS, but California has adopted this draconian rule with respect to independent contractors that basically the state of California has taken the position that they've never seen an independent contractor that they believe is in fact an independent contractor. That's what it amounts to.
Yes, it does.
And so, if you're doing business in California, you got to be aware of these rules. Now, the IRS has got its own set of rules, and I deal with the rules in the book very, very specifically. I got an entire chapter that deals with this independent contractor issue. Because I'll tell you what, Joe, this is the bane of a lot of small businesses.
Yep.
Because, one of the single most expensive aspect of doing business is having employees. And so businesses look for ways to cut those expenses, and independent contractors is one of them. But can it be a problem if you don't do it right?
Yeah, well, I've talked to a few people, again, out and about. They're asking me questions about this, and one of the things I tell them is grab the book. One fellow in particular was talking about, paying this guy. He doesn't pay him under the table, but sometimes he gives him cash. I'm like, no, don't do that. You're going to get nailed.
You don't want to do that. Now, here's the thing, though. It's not illegal to pay somebody in cash, right? There's nothing wrong with that. However, if it is a legitimate independent contractor, and you pay that person more than $600 in the course of a year, you have to send in a 1099 on that person with their name, their address, and their Social Security number. And, that's your requirement. If you don't do that, you're going to have difficulty. Now, the other thing is if you pay an independent contractor, legitimate independent contractor expense, that's a deduction for your business. But if you're paying cash, how do you prove you paid it? All right, that's the problem.
That's it. I tell them if they're going to pay somebody in cash, write the guy a check and have him sign the check and then give them the cash. So you have some kind of record that he got it, that he, something came through. Did I just give somebody bad advice?
Well, it's not necessarily bad advice, but the thing you got to do, here's what you have to do as a business, paying any independent contractor. Right? I don't care if you're paying them in cash or what. You have to get a W-9 from the people that you're paying money to.
Right.
A W-9 is a form that the worker signs. He fills out his name, his address, his Social Security number, and he signs under penalty of perjury that this is his accurate information. And you use that to prepare the 1099 form that gets filed with the IRS. So I don't care how you pay somebody. If you pay someone in cash, get a receipt for it. Make sure you got your W-9 so you can issue the 1099 at the end of the year. If you're paying somebody with a check, fine, pay them with a check. There's no problem with that, obviously. But the thing is, you got to report the payment on a 1099, and you got to have proof of the payment for your deductions. Those are the two things you got to keep in mind.
All right, so real quick, you got about 2 minutes on this one. The big thing about it is these guys throw receipts in a shoebox, and they don't really keep track of everything. And one of the things that people don't realize, and some of us get bit, with the record-keeping portions, but you have a whole chapter on record-keeping systems and ways to stay out of trouble with the IRS, don't you?
Yeah, in fact, I spent a lot of time on record keeping to show you how easy it is, really. I mean, it's not a complicated process. People think in terms of record keeping as this tedious, accountant type or bookkeeper type thing that they have to do. I don't want to be a bookkeeper. I want to be a construction guy. I don't want to be a bookkeeper. I want to be a bricklayer. Whatever your profession is, right? I'm a doctor, not an accountant. Whatever the situation may be. But the fact of the matter is, Joe, in just about any controversy with the IRS, in any, particularly in a civil situation where the fight's over dollars and cents, right? The burden of proof is always on the taxpayer. The IRS never has to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. And if you don't have the records to do that, you're not going to win your case. It's simple as that.
You have to you have to prove you tried to do it right, or that you actually did it right in your mind?
No, that you, in fact, did it right. Not necessarily that you tried. The question of whether you tried to do it right might be relevant for the purposes of penalty. So, in other words, let's say the IRS audits you, and they disallow a bunch of your deductions, and they say, okay, now, Mr. Smith, we disallowed a bunch of your deductions on your tax return here, so now you owe us, let's say, $10,000 in taxes plus penalties. Well, the penalties only apply, and I talk about penalties in the book at length, too. The penalties only apply if the taxpayer deliberately disregarded IRS rules and regulations. If you made your best good faith effort to comply, even if you're wrong, the penalties don't apply. So the intent is important with respect to penalties.
Dan, I wish we had 3 hours with you, man. I got to tell you something. One of these days, I got to pick your brain. Always a pleasure to have you with me. People, don't get caught. Don't get bit. Head up early to taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Joe. And again, yes. I apologize for the mix-up.
No problem at all. Joe Messina, your host. Come back the next hour. Kevin Sorbo will be with us.